The Talmud teaches us the rule that Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir, Mishnah that does not have a name, that does not quote anyone, that's the Mishnah of Rabbi Meir. By that, the Talmud is imparting to us the history of the development of the Mishnah. The Mishnah, as you know, is the first record, written record, of what was the oral law. The oral law, as the name implies, Torah Shebaal Peh, was never written down in the sense of it being a book or in the sense of it being a permanent record. And since the Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral law, is the basis of any understanding of Torah Shebiksav, of the written law, since all of Judaism as we know it is based upon the oral law, and as I discussed with you when we were learning about the Pharisees and the Sadducees, that the tradition of the Jewish people is based almost completely on the oral law, since that was so vital to the existence of the Jewish people, it is a remarkable testament to the intellectual capacity of the Jewish people that throughout the centuries, in fact millennia, there never was a written record of the oral law. And it was passed on ish mipi ish, from one scholar to the next, from one generation to the next. And in order to make it an effective method, there were experts in certain areas of the oral law. One scholar was an expert in the laws of Shabbos, let us say, and another man was an expert in another area. And they were the ones who transmitted the traditions of Moses down throughout the centuries to the Jewish people. After the destruction of the temple, and after the defeat of Bar Kokhba and the destruction of Beitar, when it became abundantly clear that the Jewish people were in for a long exile, and it also became abundantly clear that there was great doubt whether the Jewish people would be able to maintain any presence in Israel whatsoever, the system of learning based upon the oral law, based upon an oral transmission, of necessity began to change because of the exigencies of the time. And because of these problems, at the generation of Rabbi Meir, the student, the disciple of Rabbi Akiva, in about the year 160 of the Common Era, we find that notes were made, but the notes were still not made for publication to the general public, but they were kept within the realm of the yeshivas, and these notes took on the form of what today we call the Mishnah. They were written in a concise fashion. They were meant to summarize the halacha, the Jewish law regarding the subject matter. They were organized, but they were not edited, they were not refined, and they did not always reflect the varying opinions in the halacha. And these notes were attributed to Rabbi Meir and to his yeshiva. And therefore, one generation later, when the Mishnah would finally be published, it was built upon the basis of the notes of Rabbi Meir. Rabbeinu HaKodesh, Rabbi Yudah Anossi, who was the final author and editor of the Mishnah, did not start from scratch. He had Rabbi Meir's notes in front of him. And therefore, when the Talmud tells us, Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir, the Mishnah that has no name, is attributed to Rabbi Meir, it means that Rabbi Yehudah Hanossi, when he put out his edition of the Mishnah, took either verbatim the notes of Rabbi Meir and made the Mishnah